My First Taste of Maturity by Max Jenker. It was 2 a.m., my bedroom pitch black. I glanced at my phone. Black screen, silence. I glanced again. Still black screen, still silence. I couldn't take it anymore, so I picked up my phone, turned on the screen, the sudden stab of light making my vision blurry, and checked my text messages. Still no response. Fuck me, I thought, and let out a sigh. Then, in a sudden and unrestrained fit, hurled the bitching phone at the wall. Fuck you, wall. That's what you get for existing. Embarrassed by my outburst, I chucked my head on my pillow, closed my eyes, and surrendered to the silence, letting it engulf me whole. And then I sobbed. I sobbed in the face of a cold and indifferent world. I was always a stubborn kid. I ignored everyone's advice, even when I knew they were right deep down. It wasn't until I fucked up because of my stubbornness that I finally changed my ways. Well, the peak of my stubbornness was at the ripe age of 16. Just a few weeks after my ex dumped me. I was walking home from school with the boys, and we chatted about breakups. You know, my ex didn't respond to my text the other day, I said. I think I should send her another one. Ever heard of the good reminder text? I think what you need to do is be straight up with her, and then leave her alone, my guy, answered Marco, a great friend. Then chimed in, Michelle, another great friend. You should stop chasing after her. It's desperate. Leave her alone for a while and see if she puts any effort into getting you back. Soon, the rest of the gang started spewing identical platitudes. Leave her alone. Let her come back to you at her own pace. Stop being needy. You're overanalyzing everything. If she still wants you back, she will tell you, or at least hint at it, without you trying to force her. These were probably the most important pieces of advice my friends ever gave me. Yet, I didn't take them seriously at all. I simply smirked and started consoling them. I said, it's gonna be okay, guys. I bought these sick courses and books that teach you how to get your ex back the right way. This shit can't go wrong. I even got an expert to help me out personally. I've spent over $500 on everything. They were in shock. So you're telling me you've spent how much on this? Asked Marco. $500, I repeated with a smile. Bro, you got a problem. This is sick. Don't worry about it. I know what I'm doing. I answered and brushed off the concern. I was beyond confident that my ex-back plan would work after all. And I made sure I explained it to the boys in excruciating detail. At some points, I even whipped out a handy-dandy notebook and started drawing the concepts I learned. To name a few, the reverse psychology tactics from Chris Canwell, the texting templates from Michael Fiore and Brad Browning, the love-slash-apology letters from With My Ex Again, the jealousy tactics from Chris Sider, and the advanced relational skills from Clay Andrews. My ex-back advice toolbox was a sight to behold, and the more I explained how every tool inside it worked, the more I filled my friends with awe. Or that's at least what I thought. In reality, they were just shocked at how unhinged I was and how obsessed I became with getting my ex back. I thought I got this in the bag. They thought, my God, will this blow up in the fucker's face? 8 months later, frustrated, fed up, and upset with the world, I didn't know what to do anymore. Who would have guessed? My attempts at getting back with my ex, hell, even my attempts at reconnecting with them, blew up in my face. I've used every trick, technique, and tactic in my sexy, shiny toolbox, yet still failed. Spectacularly so. I thought about moving on for a second, but I've decided to try One last thing before proceeding with it. Something foreign to me. Something that would eventually change everything. I decided to be honest about how I feel. So I've picked up my phone and sent my ex one last text. In it, I told her I still love her and want her back, and if she ever feels the same way, to reach out so we can try and mend things. And then I waited. I waited until the gold of the day turned into the blackness of the night. Until I hurled my bitchin' phone at the wall. Until I threw my head on my pillow in despair. Until I surrendered to the silence. Until I started to sob. Yet throughout my tears and pain, a faint smile appeared. I finally did it, I thought. I finally expressed my true self. And holy fuck, was it refreshing. It was the closest thing to true vulnerability I have ever done. And what do you know? Even my ex positively responded the following day. She even reached out a couple of weeks later and was somewhat receptive. Holy shit, this never happened before. But despite my yearning for reconciliation, something didn't feel right. And then it dawned on me. I wasn't really ready for a relationship. Plus, dating started feeling like an exciting and worthwhile prospect. So after some consideration, I decided to ignore my ex's texts and move on instead. It was this decision that closed the chapter of the little puss boy clawing for his ex's love like a crack addict and opened the one about a heartbroken fuckboy, which you can go and read all about on maxjanker.com. I was still light years away from maturity, but with the decision to move on came my first taste of it. And as painful and disheartening as it was also beautiful and life-changing. And no one could take it away from me.